Welcome to the Cyber Psychos podcast. I hope our loyal patrons on Patreon have been receiving their mugs as a thank you for their support. Thank you. Everyone say thank you.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias, patrons.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to the patrons.
They're ceramic coffee mugs, and they have our logo on them. Thank you for all the love and kind words. When we last left the group, they just made short work of the Militech Assassin Squad. Electra found out that one of the masked soldiers was actually her brother, Jason, just as he died in her arms. She will definitely need some therapy after that, Heretic. Scythe, you have your own special brand of therapy. You had that street therapy.
Nightmare, 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 nightmare.
And Chef says, attacking us at our underground station. Only Militech could cook up something this half-baked. All right, team, listen up. It's time to leave this cave behind, okay? We're heading to the surface to complete our mission. The politician lady is being held by the Red Chrome Legion inside a building called the Lofts on South 6th Street. I need you to all stay focused and ready, okay? To face whatever's out there. Let's show them what we're made of, okay? Move out.
Vamanos, muchachos.
Yeah, Electra stays behind with Sapple, and Hawk and Silva stay behind to guard the train. Everyone goes to the armory car and loots the Militech soldiers. And has as much ammo as they can carry. Scythe is injured.
Heretic, I'm injured.
No time for a rest up.
Let's go.
You'll be all right. I'll field dress it.
No guts, no glory.
Chef, Saito, Luna, Drake, Yara, and Vega walk with you down a maze of dimly lit tunnels. You notice natural light coming from the top of the staircase ahead. There's a stone stairway leading up to the outside. Above the tunnels, there's a hidden exit that comes out in the middle of a dense wooded area. In the early dawn hours, you get hit by a freezing wind and the unmistakable smell of garbage. The air on the street level is super cold compared to the air down in the cave. The steps are wet and shiny, catching the little bit of light that there is, showing the way from the underground station to the misty world outside that's just starting to wake up.
It stinks up here.
My God, is it cold?
Hey, yo, group huddle.
Yes.
Yeah, without the Arasaka guys. Sorry.
Yeah, you guys wait over there. This is our thing.
Oh.
Why do the Militech people know exactly where we are?
Well, they've been on us since day one. I mean, they've probably tracked the train since we left.
And somehow they were ahead of us on the train tracks. I don't trust these Arasaka motherfuckers. I think there's somebody in there.
It does seem so, yes. Could Arasaka be planning a double cross?
Yeah, but why double cross us? Doesn't make any sense, right?
We did blow up the Chew 2 facility.
Yeah, but, you know.
Militech definitely knows where we are.
Yeah, I think, marching order, we put them out front.
I'm with you on that, yes. They're the more skilled fighters anyway, aren't they?
I mean, supposedly, it seems like we're doing all the heavy lifting.
True.
I think Chef wants to lead the way anyway. Let's let him.
Yeah, on that note, you think you could get Emilio to take a look at some of the bank accounts that Arasaka's been paying us through?
See, I can do that.
All right, yeah, I think we need to cover our asses.
Emilio, come in, please, por favor. I got a question for you.
Vandar.
Hey, Emilio, how are you?
You know.
Hey, I need you to look into something for me, amigo.
What is it?
Hermano, I need you to look into Arasaka's bank records for me. We need to try to find out if they are up to something.
Anything for you, brother.
Muchas gracias, hermano. Click.
Click.
Back to watching porn.
And Brock gets a call from Mini Money.
You're on Brock down.
You say that, but you already can see who it is. It's Mini Money.
Brock, I just noticed Sapple's gone. You have him, don't you?
It's been a damn week. Like a whole 7 days and you just now noticed?
You've got some real nerve pulling a stunt like this. I've been out of my mind working and trying to keep everything together. And you just swoop in and decide you know what's best. Stealing a child from their mother, Brock. That's what you've done. You think you're some kind of savior? You ain't nothing but a kidnapper. I want Sapple back, you hear me? The wrath I bring down on you will make you wish you never thought of taking what's mine.
Minnie, we need to talk about Sapple.
Brock, where is my child? if you've laid a finger on Sapple.
Calm down, Manny. Sapple's safe, I promise you. We need to address something serious here.
Safe? Safe? You call taking my child without a word safe? Bring Sapple back this instant, or I swear...
Listen to me, Manny. It's exactly because I care about Sapple's safety that we're having this conversation. I've seen how things are going at your place, and it's not right.
You think you know better than me? You think you could just steal my child because of what? Your feelings?
It's not just feelings, Manny. Sapple's been neglected, and you know it.
Neglected? You take everything from me, and now you want my child, and dare to accuse me of neglect? You better bring Sapple back before
I did what I had to do, Manny. For Sapple's sake, this child deserves a chance at a better life, not to be dragged down by your greed.
How dare you? You're the one to talk, Brock. Always acting high and mighty. You think you're saving Sapple, but you're just making everything worse, sir. What Sapple needs is his mother, not you playing hero.
I'm not trying to play a hero. I'm just trying to do what's right.
Save it, Brock. You've made your bed. Now you'll lie in it. Just you wait.
The call ends abruptly as Minnie Money hangs up, leaving the situation unresolved and tensions high.
Dum dum dum.
We gotta get this job done.
Yes, we do. For all our sakes.
Hey, Chef.
Oi, pretty boy.
Sorry, I always blush when you say that.
The fuck do you want?
What if we get, pulled by, actual cops out here? Do we have any kind of paperwork saying that we're not who we say we are?
What the fuck does that mean?
Do we have passports, IDs, anything like that?
Talking to you is like trying to eat kibble with a butter knife.
So, I'm not hearing a no.
That's a no.
Okay, so we have no paperwork if the cops catch us.
I have the green card.
We have our IDs.
I have the protection of the path.
I'm a wanted terrorist.
This is America.
And we're in America now.
Oh yeah, we are.
We crossed a border to get here, didn't we?
Yeah, but like secretly.
Are we illegal aliens?
By the end of the day, we might be.
I've never been to space.
We really got to be careful here, guys. This is America. They'll catch you slipping. They'll catch you slipping, guys. This is America.
Ahead, just outside of the tree line from the park, you see a trash heap. There's a towering pile of trash that has become a landmark in its own right. It's all e-waste and discarded parts. This site is next to the old football stadium in downtown Minneapolis. This isn't just any trash heap. It's a sprawling, chaotic mountain of discarded technology, laptops, cell phones, TVs, and remnants of a society that's constantly upgrading to the next best thing.
Vaya.
This is great social satire. About the excesses of capitalism.
I just want to dive in that pile and see what kind of gadgets I can get out.
Amidst the rusted metal and broken electronics, children scavenge with a purpose. These young scavengers, equipped with makeshift gloves and bags, dart around like seasoned treasure hunters. They're not just playing, they're on a mission, searching for cybernetic parts that still hold some value. Anything that can be cleaned up, fixed, or sold as is. A train station near the stadium draws a crowd of scavengers as a train car full of obsolete electronics is unloaded. Roll perception.
Baya, these kids are my people. I want some gadgets.
13.
19.
32.
Holy shit!
I zero in on this shit.
Did you really roll a 32?
The eyes of a surgeon.
As Brock is looking around trying to figure out what everyone else is looking at. Because you failed the roll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it.
Because you poked yourself in the eye.
Heretic, you notice one of the trains at the station as that same Militech train.
Guys, be on your guard. That's that Militech train that jumped us on the way here.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
Maybe we should put a little distance between us and the people in Arasaka uniforms.
Definitely.
Yeah, can I attempt to just kind of blend in with the crowd?
Sure.
Would that be like a stealth or something?
Yeah.
Shazam. Oh, another 13.
Hey, everybody.
Everyone turns around and stares at you.
Yeah, everybody else is wearing parkas. I'm wearing a business suit.
You walk into the first bar you see, you open the door, the record scratches, and everybody stares at you.
He's got flip-flops and a tank top on.
Hey, it's Brock!
Yeah, here's another thing. It's cold as fuck. It's like 10 degrees outside. And you're not dressed for this. So I'm giving you negative modifiers. Everything's a negative one because it's almost negative one.
Ooh, my nipple is hard.
My tool hand is frozen.
This robot arm really gets cold.
Y'all think we could find some clothes around here? Maybe something warm, something local?
Yeah, definitely.
I do love shopping local and supporting small businesses.
Heretic also notices that the train couldn't have been there long because it's already been tagged. It's been graffitied with the words, "Beware of the Milkman," in spray paint. All down the whole side of the train.
Does he make the horchata?
Wow, that's incredible. They haven't even stopped that long and it's already covered in graffiti. This town moves fast.
That is incredible. They also used to call me the Milkman. I once sprayed all down the side of a train as well.
I don't want to know all this.
In my small town in Argentina, they call me the Horchata Hombre.
Hey, Chef.
Yes, Neverland.
Since Militech got here before us, is Plan A canceled?
Right. Since Militech's blown our cover with their grand entrance, we can forget about causing a distraction, okay? No need to play that card anymore.
Sometimes the unexpected notes make the song even more beautiful. We've been given a chance to improvise, to create a new melody in the face of adversity. Let's make this moment count, not just for us, but for the hostage. We're gonna be heroes.
We're gonna make those Militech donkeys wish they'd stayed out of our way. Now, let's move.
And Justine Bontar's eyes get spiraled, and he starts looking like the trash heap. I need to go see what's in it. I need to go see what's in it.
A Panther? Are you okay?
I need the technology.
But Panther, you're weirdly talking like a robot.
I need to go see what's in it.
I've seen this look before.
Oh, vaya, I want to go see what's in it. There's some cool shit in there.
The last time we were at Tano's junkyard, same look.
Oh, that was a nice junkyard. I got a dog out of it, and I'd love to find a transmitter for Cuatro Pelotas.
Banthar, it's obviously been very well picked over.
I need to go see what's in it.
Guys, hear me out. I am seeing one resource in that big trash heap over there.
What's that?
You see all them children?
Oh, no.
I was trying to look the other way.
We know.
I need to go see what's in it, guys.
Just then, Robin's eyes are spinning around.
Yeah, let's go look at the trash, kids.
I need to go see what's in it. There's some cool shit in there.
See if we can find any kids. I mean scraps.
Roll perception.
20.
22.
Oh, shit.
Eat my butt.
22 will do it for the group. Y'all can stop. Gleaming under the neon lights of the station, the Militech train's parked at the platform. It's sleek and silver. The doors are blended seamlessly into its design. Brock is looking at it and doesn't quite see how to get into the train. Brock also notices a drone flying overhead, about 30 feet in the air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, with hand signals, I point out that, you know, we have a drone keeping an eye on things.
Oh, shit, there's a drone. Scythe just hums. And Mother's Milk flies out from Scythe's Mother Milkers and goes up in the air and starts doing his other recognizances. You like that? I just thought of it.
Wait a minute. Mother's Milk lives in Mother's Milkers? Right on the bosom?
Why do you think I named him that?
It's a good one.
Well, no, I'm sending up my drone, not my bird. I would like to scope out the train and see if we can get any advantage there. Like an entrance or something that we were lacking before. Let me send my bird up who can fucking see through walls and that I can see what it sees. to see if we can see Yakatu. Well, he rolled a perception and he saw the drone. That's what he perceived. I'm trying to perceive where this chick is.
What you're asking is if you can see a way into the train, and I was trying to explain that Brock looked and cannot see a way into the train. It's like perfectly sleek, and there's no handles anywhere.
Also, we know that she's not in there.
There's a big train. He spent all this time thinking about the train.
The Chrome Legion has her.
She's obviously in the train.
Yeah, didn't you read the briefing?
Isn't she on the train? She in the fucking train?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
We were on our way to take down the Chrome Legion on this one, right? That's who kidnapped her. Militech is showing up to try and take her out, and we're rolling in to try and rescue her.
We're trying to rescue her. Militech's trying to kill her.
Yeah.
I got a 21. But my bird has that eye, and it's in the air. So is that what you want me to... Yeah.
So you're using Mother Milk to try to look for infrared heat signatures to see if there are bodies inside the train.
Do you want that to be perception or basic tech?
I rolled a 23.
Okay, you both rolled really well. You can both look at it. It's fine. You can do perception or basic tech. So it'd be basic tech, and also it's in your body, so you should be able to just
okay,
do
I
perception.
Roll a 26 in basic tech.
What you rolling basic tech for? Go your eye? All right, my bird's got your eye, and it's in the air, though.
So the bird or Banthar both see three heat signatures inside the train, and... they look like soldiers patrolling. They're all spread out. This train is 6 cars long. It's shorter than the train that you arrived on. There's a soldier in each 2 cars walking back and forth doing patrols.
Do we see any other hostile heat signatures like in the crowd or out about?
The whole crowd is a heat signature. You could maybe see a concealed weapon, like if somebody had a trench coat and they had an assault rifle, like a big gun inside of a trench coat, it would shadow against their body heat. You could see that. You don't notice any of that activity in the crowd. Everyone, you know, you do see a couple kids have like cyber arms that they found in the trash, and they're walking off with them, but they're not really...
A heat signature is like a fingerprint.
It's your body heat, infrared.
It's always a little different with every person. Pablo gave me Sato's heat signature, her footprint.
Yep.
That heat signature is not on the train. Would you like to try to enter the train?
See?
I don't think that's a good idea, Banthar.
You don't want to go in the train?
Yeah, there's only like 3 people in there. What do we need in there? They're clearly not Sato.
To be clear, there's only 3 guards in the train and that's it. Nobody else.
Correct.
Okay, why the fuck do we want to go in the train then?
I don't think we do.
I don't want to go in the train if there's no only guards.
That makes me think that the Militech has already moved on the lofts.
We just had to kill them.
Ah, well, I guess we got to move forward and, wait, what about killing them?
I say we move towards the parking garage and we can get a good view in the lofts from there, maybe.
She's probably in the lofts.
Okay, amigos, what you want
to
do?
We should travel with Arasaka to the lofts.
Yep.
Are you sure we don't want to split up from Arasaka?
We let them lead, and we follow behind.
Let them take out each other, and we'll take out the weaker party who survives.
Militech isn't the only threat. A more insidious danger becomes apparent. The city's automated defense systems, from surveillance drones to street-level security turrets, have turned against Arasaka. These automated turrets, typically dormant and unseen, embedded within the city's infrastructure, for moments of crisis, now whir to life with a malevolent purpose. Positioned on 2 rooftops and 1 storefront, they lock onto the Arasaka operatives as if they were the city's most wanted. With unerring accuracy, the turrets unleash a barrage of gunfire, ripping Luna and Saito into shreds and forcing the rest of the team to dive for cover. 2 corporate guards in front of the bank building run inside and lock the doors. 2 cops jump inside their patrol car and speed away. All the civilians run off.
My amigos, what's going on?
Oh my god!
We're running.
Holy shit!
Tits out.
Get down!
To make matters worse, 3 gangers that look like Nazi soldiers roll up on motorcycles and open fire on you with handguns. Roll local expert. If anybody can get above my DV, then you can understand who these people are.
20.
Nailed it.
That'll work. You recognize these people as the Red Chrome Legion.
Oh, great.
They're a racist gang that resemble Nazis.
Guys, we got cyber fascists.
No, exactly. Rolling initiative.
Yeah, you fucking better put fucking Mother's Milk up in that bitch, too.
I don't have a character for Mother's Milk.
Fucking wing it, bud.
Stand by.
Actually, it's all my stats anyway, but you gotta...
Don't you get, like...
You want to do it after my turn? That's what you've done in the past.
But how many hit points does the bird have?
You tell me.
I would say 15.
You've exploded him before.
I didn't get to kill the bird. I gave it probably 7 points of damage, and it was, like, leaking on the asphalt of the midway.
He has at least 50 points of damage, I think.
15.
50.
What? No. You don't even have 50.
How many hit points does an Instant Pot have?
Up first is Chef. Did you hear the part about how Luna and Saito got ripped to shreds?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Chef comes out the gate with a crit, shooting at... Now I gotta name them so we know who we're talking about. I got 3 Red Chrome Legion gangers on motorcycles. By the name of Red One, Bernie, and Hobart. Red One, Bernie, and Hobart. Those are their names. Rolling damage on Red One.
Red One sounds like a Star Wars guy.
20.
Ooh, not good for old Red One.
Dylon is up next. Boutros.
Boomp.
I'm going to roll to attack.
Lobbing a grenade.
Got a 7.
You overshoot by a lot and hit the Militech train. But you woke up the neighbors. Yeah. You just kicked a beehive.
Fucking airballed that one.
Good going.
These things are unpredictable. They just kind of shoot where they want.
Red One goes and takes a shot at Banthar with a very heavy pistol. Miss.
Oh, nice.
It goes right over your head. You hear the bullet.
That shit almost hit my skull.
Mother's Milk is next. We'll just have Mother's Milk go after Scythe from now on.
Mother's Milk also, they know who I was trying to shoot at. And from living in the tits, they kind of get an idea of what the tits want and what the tits do.
Who's that? Who are you talking about?
Mother's Milk.
He's calling his fucking bird a they.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's very confusing.
They, the bird over there. It's not that hard, guys. It is good exercise. It's a good exercise to be a decent human over here.
I never checked the bird's plumbing.
I thought you said Mother's Milk was a boy.
Yeah.
Also, it has a USB port.
Pretty sure that's in canon.
I thought I heard him say he a couple of times.
I probably did. I'm trying to get better at not misgendering animals or caring about animals' genitalia. Why would I take my dog into public the first thing people ask if it has a dick or a pussy? That's such a weird question. They want to know that before the name of it.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
What are you going to do with this information?
I do look under the dog. I kind of like look. I saw Wiener.
Why? There it is.
So I got to know whether to call him handsome or pretty.
Red Rocket.
What a pretty dog.
He's a handsome boy.
Shooting very heavy pistol at Bernie. Double M got a 32. With a damage of 14.
It's Robin's turn.
Did I fuck that guy up?
Yeah, I took the points off. So I finally wised up and got an assault rifle. Let's go. Robin hits with an 18. Shooting at Bernie. 11 damages.
Ooh, nice.
Next is Bernie. Shooting at Chef. With a crit fail. Oh, man. Gun jams. Doesn't get the second shot. Boo-hoo, Bernie.
Yeah, eat it, Nazi.
Hobart is next, taking a shot at Yara on the Arasaka team. A very heavy pistol. Crit, success, 12 damage on Yara. Brock's up next.
I'm going with Red.
Red. Not to be confused with Red Carson, because nobody calls you that.
Nobody knows who that is in this podcast at this point.
Red who?
Scythe doesn't even know who Heretic is. What's your damage?
I've been wondering that my entire life.
Boy.
13.
Pings off his armor. You're up, Heretic.
Taking a shot at Red One. 13.
You fucking missed.
That's a no-go.
It's Vega's turn. Vega's shooting a crossbow. Hits Bernie.
Oh, you've been hit.
Shut up.
I cannot believe I've been hit.
I'm asking you once again to patch my holes.
Yara is up. She runs at the motorcyclist, dead sprint, doing a couple of backflips. And she will be able to do a melee attack, brawling next round.
So she jumped out into the open where there are machine gun turrets.
Yes. She feels like she can dodge bullets. Did I tell you she's a cokehead?
I knew I liked her.
They took the Yara toilet paper off the market because she don't take no shit off nobody.
All right, Drake is up. Shooting with a very heavy pistol. 30. Okay. Shooting at Hobart. The damage is 14. Banthar.
See.
You're up, buddy.
I would like to use my assault rifle.
Red one, Bernie, or Hobart?
I would like to shoot at the Bernie, please. 4-4-4. Okay, here we go.
He's just sitting there on his motorcycle looking dumb. Wasting gas. Even though it's been 4 seconds.
17.
Okay, that'll hit it.
21 damage. 21.
Did you crit?
Critical injury inflicted.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of damage, I was like, wait a minute, you did a crit. Roll that one, see what kind of critical injury we have. 6, 7, 8. Cracked skull.
Ooh.
That's a bad one.
I cracked his skull.
You cracked his skull.
Nice.
Now he's going to start talking about buttered sausages.
You just domed that guy.
So a cracked skull is an aim shot to the head multiplied by the damage that gets through your SP by 3 instead of 2.
They get a negative modifier.
Cracked skull. So I'm going to take Bernie out of the initiative for one round because you rung his bell.
Somebody shoots you in the head and cracks your skull. You think you're going to be fucking in initiative anymore?
Probably not, but we'll see.
You got to keep him awake.
That is a concussion.
Well, there's brain swelling to think about there.
He's going to be fun to interrogate later.
The turrets zero in on the Arasaka and open fire again. The turret does 23 damage on Chef.
Rub a steak on it.
He's not going to be cooking dinner.
Immense meat.
Another turret takes a shot at Drake. Why are they only pointed at Arasaka?
I'm not going to question it.
Fair. Stay down. The turret hits Drake and does 20 points of damage. Chef's up next. He's going to shoot at Red. 17 damage. Robin's up next. Hits Red with a 19. You're fucking next.
You're fucking, I swear to God.
If you're next, critical injury. Roll it to the body. Foreign object. Is that like an explosion shrapnel situation?
All right, so it is my turn.
So, my bad. Dylon, do it.
Say my whole name.
Dylon, Boutros the third.
Yes. You're damn right. I'm going to shoot at the first guy, Red One, and I am lobbing my pop-up grenade launcher, ammo in 21.
Who are you shooting at?
Number one, Red One.
Red One?
So I need to...
Red One has a foreign object lodged in his body.
Red One's about to get fucked because I hit him with a 21 and a grenade launcher. 17 damage.
Oh, you killed him. What did you shoot him with?
A tit launcher. Boom.
Don't you have any other weapons?
I like those, because they do that.
Okay, I got to do the Wilhelm scream.
Any splash damage? How close are they together?
Not very, but you blew up his motorcycle, too.
Oh, just now? Does that hurt anybody else?
Nice new Yamaha. Fucked it up.
So no splash damage on anybody, even with the motorcycle explosion?
No, they're not next to each other.
Okay.
They spread out. They kind of like almost flanked you.
I want to go after number two, Bernie. Am I just attacking or I got to roll basic tech and then damage, right?
So you have to roll basic tech to control the bird.
21. Got it.
Or animal handling because we don't know if it's an animal or a tech.
It is a little bit of both. Well, I'm using the tech in it.
Right.
So basic tech makes sense to me.
Basic tech is how to operate and deal with tech stuff. Forgot to say, everyone's going to have negative one to hit from now on. It's getting very cold.
My bird's downy feathers prevent it from being affected by the temperature.
Did you install a heater in the bird too?
No, it's got downy feathers, and it's also got a GPU in there that everybody knows GPUs run hot.
It has class 5 Mandalorian armor that's immune to American bullets.
Bernie has a cracked skull and didn't see the bird take a shot and eats 13 points of damage.
The bird just landed on him and is just firing bullets into them.
Like regurgitating into a baby bird's mouth, but it's just a bullet in the skull.
All right, Hobart's up next.
Do I have a move for hot poops?
A move?
Any action left for a hot poop?
No. No. You can do a hot poops next round. Oh, I'm excited for Yara to get up to him and karate kick him in the face. That's against Hobart, too. Hobart takes a shot at Scythe with a very heavy pistol.
Please, no.
Crit fail. Gun jams.
Air ball. And I flashed them my other tit.
Oh, that's going to be bad. Hobart is trying to unjam the gun while Ninja Girl is going to kick him in the face. This is going to be good. Nice. She's going to fucking kill him. Watch this. Brock, you're up next.
Brock's going to use his turn to try and get like basically some cover from the turrets. All right, it looks like Saito's got this pretty well covered. So
Saito's dead.
Or Yara.
Thoroughly covered.
Yara is about to high kick Hobart.
Yeah, Yara's the ninja one, right? Oh, she's got this covered. I'm going to go find some cover.
Okay. Brock is in cover for the next round. Heretic, you're up. Get off OnlyFans. Put out that cigarette and play podcast games with us.
All right. I'm taking a shot at Hobart still alive?
Yes. Bernie's still alive too. And you're at a -1 to hit.
17.
Okay, now roll damage.
Ooh.
That's that Hobart?
Yeah. 27 critical injury.
Oh my gosh.
Right before she attacks, you smoked him. Hobart, they all three have, well, Red's dead, but they all three now have critical injuries. I'm going to roll.
He has a critical injury of being dead.
He also has a foreign object stuck in his body. Shrapnel, piece of his armor, something. Piece of someone else's skull.
Take that to your dark god Mingala.
What was the damage number?
27.
Vega takes a shot with a very heavy pistol at Hobart. Yara's not even gonna get to him. Everyone's shooting at him. A negative makes it a miss. Cause Vega's cold.
Shaky hands.
Shivery hands miss. Now it's Yara's turn to do some brawling with a 19. Brawling damage does 9 damage on Hobart, ignoring half of his armor. She kicks him right in the stomach and pushes that foreign object a little deeper into his body. Drake is up next with a very heavy pistol, 22, shooting at Bernie. 11 damage.
You and yours versus me and mine.
And to wrap up this round of initiative will be Banthar.
I am going to shoot at Bernie's skull with my assault rifle.
You doing an aimed shot?
No, I'm just doing a shot. Just a shot right at his...
You could do an aim shot right at it, the crack in his skull for maximum damage.
That would put you at a -9 with the cold.
That would put me at a -9?
Aim shots.
It's hard to hit. -8,
but massive damage.
Okay, I'm going to do the aim shot.
Do
just
it.
Just for the hell of
nah,
it.
Put your luck on it so it negates it.
No guts, no glory, right, amigos?
If you get this, we're doing a whole bunch of coke later.
Aim small, miss small.
9.
Not that small. That's with your luck?
That's with reflexes, shoulder arms. No, I didn't put no luck with it.
Feel like you should have.
A little puff of snow pops up. A little poof of snow from the snowdrift because you missed that hard.
Cheap.
Y'all are getting cold. So, Chef, we're starting initiative over again. Before the turrets can fire back at the Arasaka, it seems like they're trained only on Arasaka. It's weird. So, Chef throws an EMP grenade at the turrets and disables them. I don't know how long that lasts. A couple rounds?
It is a couple rounds, and we can look that up.
GM chooses 2 pieces of their sideware or carried electronics to become inoperable for 1 whole minute.
Okay, inoperable for a minute.
So that's like 10 rounds.
Isn't one round 3 seconds?
Normally round 6.
Yeah, those ain't going to work until...
Okay, we're going to say that the turrets are down for several rounds, up to 10, while Arasaka goes by. So that puts Dylon up next, a.k.a. Scythe.
Me again. I am out of tick grenades. Luckily, I have a whole separate grenade launcher. Oh, God, I'm just a fucking tank. Nobody's really gone after number 3. What was his name?
Hobart.
So he got fucked up at all?
He has a foreign object lodged in his body.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they're not close enough where I can aim somewhere in the middle and just go for splash damage and just finish them both, right?
No, they, like I said, they spread out and flanked you on 2 sides with their motorcycles, and you are -1 to hit because it's so cold. They're dressed for the occasion, but you're not. They're dressed like Nazi stormtroopers.
You got a 21, so a 20.
Roll damage.
Had a bit of a crit there. 25 damage.
25 damage?
Yep.
You explode Hobart into many pieces. However, Yara is standing right there because she just kicked him in the face, so she's going to take the damage too.
Oh, fuck. I really should have paid attention to that attack.
Roll damage again. That's a friendly fire. Good job, dude.
Nice.
I forgot. Nobody corrected me on that. Nobody gave me a heads up when I was aiming for him, so where were y'all?
Guilty by association. I got to stop hanging out with you guys. You might blow me up.
It's as almost as if Scythe has a bad problem with shooting grenades at the wrong time.
Scythe shouts, 4-23.
Oof.
Ow.
She's got a lot of hit points. Hang on. You knock Yara prone.
Sorry.
Robin's up next. Oh, wait. Mother's Milk is up next.
Mother's Milk is.
Mother's Milk. And -1 to hit.
I thought he ran hot enough. You don't think so?
You're talking about...
They have... Birds have down feathers?
Some shit. No, I heard you.
We're not doing that. We're not doing it.
That bird does not have no down feathers. It's all metal.
It's good.
You have to spray de-icer on it, like out the airport?
He runs on ethanol. There's only fucking Bernie to shoot at, right?
Yeah, Bernie is walking around in circles over here.
Why do I just imagine you refilling Mother's Milk like a butane lighter?
I gotta hold him upside down to do it. And you were asking about the genitals earlier. It's not even a cloaca. It's a high-pressure valve.
That'd be crazy if the bird took out Bernie.
The bird's about to take out Bernie because we're going... oh, no, I don't go attack. I go basic tech. Sorry. I got a 19 to hit.
That's with the modifier?
That was my basic tech.
So 18. You still hit. Roll damage. You're shooting a pistol from the bird?
Very heavy pistol from the bird's mouth.
I thought it came out of its belly.
You assume that. It's 12.
It came out of its mouth?
Yeah.
Put a hurtin' on Bernie. Brock, you're up.
God, does he not have a bleed factor or something at this point?
He's pretty fucked up.
Let's stop shooting at him and go interrogate.
You could probably just walk up to him and push him over. Brock, it's your turn.
I'm going to walk over to, like, is Bernie, like, knocked down or is he still standing?
He's staggering. He got off his motorcycle and put the kickstand down and he's, like, contemplating his life.
All right, face down.
Bernie got a 6.
I got a 6.
With a -.
Yeah.
Because you're cold. You're like, you should stop. And he's drooling and you're freezing.
Knock it off, you jackass.
He's like, no, you.
Give me your jacket.
Jack off.
Where's he coming from?
I got my skull split open over here.
Heretic.
I'm going to try to finish him off.
Ew.
21.
Wait, hold on. You're going to kill a man in cold blood after he called for a ceasefire.
He didn't accept it.
I didn't do that good of a job.
He's fucked.
I know, he's brain dead. I'm going to send him to his Dark Lord Mengele.
Can he even raise his gun? He's so fucking dazed.
He's still a threat, and he's not backing off.
Yeah.
All right, killer.
He has a lot of negatives going on.
I got a 21 to hit. 22.
So he's staggering around, and he just had a yelling match with Brock, and he's like, what's your name?
I've basically just fire and hit him right in the split of his skull and take the loose part completely off.
Because it was already loose.
Yeah. Blows off like a shell. It's still spinning like a top. And like he just falls over and then the rest of his brain just falls out his head.
Because he was a skinhead too, so there's no fucking hair to stop it from.
You hit him so hard his motorcycle fell over.
Like when you kind of spin a bowl across a table.
Yeah, the Arasaka people got to flee from those turrets because they've only got, like, what, 50 seconds?
The turrets are down. Run for it.
Vaya, let's get out of here. Vamanos, muchachos.
Oh, I'm stealing one of those jackets.
A Nazi jacket?
Yeah. It's warm.
Let's beat it. All right, now that the turrets are down, let's make like fondue and cheese it.
Tune in next time to the Cyber Psychos. Thanks for listening. Let's give some shout-outs. Heretic, you want to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to give a shout-out to X-Hasher.
Banthar.
I would like to give a super shout-out to Skettles11. And I would also like to give a shout-out to FleerLovin485.
What Loving485?
FleerLovin.
I want to give a shout-out to Carl Baca.
Under duress, I'm giving a shout-out to Sandstriker. Lexi Bramley, what up? Give me somebody else.
That's good. You just did two. You're good.
Jesus Christ.
Foxy Red Lady, what up? Daniel Hastings, 01, where you at? Austin Boyster, how's it going?
You mind if I do mine?
Yeah, go ahead and do yours.
Okay, are you still going to be talking?
Afterward, yeah. No, but I'll let you, I won't talk during you.
I'd like to give a shout out to Taterbug. Love you, Egg.
Caljarut Rift 27, how you been? Canadian Ferret, Rob Station, hey bud. Guy Dalaman.
Thank you for listening to the Cyber Psychos Podcast.
Gorgon Zoga Azari, BitCube, Death Metal Hot Dog, Sophia Henley, Hanley, John the...